Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy!
Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Welcome to The Real McCoy Show with your host, Shauna Stallworth. I'm standing in for Coach Anna McCoy. And today we are going to be listening to a message or a speech done at the Potter's House in Dallas, Texas, called The Brand Called You. So we want to invite you to join us today. Send us your questions. We are waiting, we are listening, and we are here to hear from you. And now, here is The Brand Called You.
Welcome, and thank the Lord for our speaker, Anna McCoy.
Thank you. God bless you. That's really not my resume. It just sounds good. How you doing, ladies? You know you're loved and appreciated. Yeah, that was an old resume. Our company now has grown to a $470 million company, soon to be. Give us about 3 years, we'll be a billion-dollar company. We're already on the road to that. But the beautiful thing about that, you know that we are kingdompreneurs. That is a term that we have coined because we are people that believe in doing business so that we can do kingdom business. And so the very purpose and the reason why I'm here today is out of the overflow of our business allows me to do many of the things that I do around the country just to fulfill my dream and vision, my purpose, and the plan that God has for me. Now, I'm having a little trouble with this sound. I'm hearing feedback or something. You know, y'all, it takes a little bit for me to stay focused. So see if you can get that together for me so I can stay focused. But let me tell you, the one thing that I'm going to talk to you ladies about today, whew, I was excited when I got it, too. Hold up. Let me tell you. Look, I got all kind of stuff up here because I couldn't decide what can I talk to you about as it relates to developing your maximum. First things first, though, ladies. You know I got to get this out of the way for any of you who've heard me before. I got to tell you about my sweetheart. You know I got to get that out of the way so I can stay focused. See, it is so important for you to understand that I never stand alone. Number one, we were invited here together. He, unfortunately, this weekend, every year for the last 7 years, he has joined together with about 20 other leaders, business leaders, I mean major leaders in this country, African-American leaders, like Dick Parsons. He's the CEO of Time Warner. Ken Chenault, CEO of American Express. All of them are golfers. So that's what he's doing. That's why he couldn't come speak to you today. I just talked to Dick Parsons on my way over here, and he says, how's my preacher lady? I said, I'm going to get him this morning. I'm going. He said, girl, what did you put in your cereal? I said, nothing. I don't need anything but the Holy Ghost. But do you know, I want you all to put him on your list. Ken Chenault, all of these men are godly men. It's not proclaimed, but they do honor God. And we consistently pray for them. And so if you will add them to your list of our major companies, it's just an incredible opportunity. But my sweetheart, y'all know I'm married to the best man in the world. I mean, after him, I'm sorry. You know, the mold was broken. But I'm not really sure what God has done. It's just when you know that you know that you're bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, things start to happen. They're really not explainable. But we do live by some principles, and one of the CDs that I brought for you ladies is called The Business of Marriage. They didn't ask me to speak on marriage, but every time I speak, it always comes out because I'm so happily married. But what I have done is I've produced a CD with 9 principles that we live by in our life called The Business of Marriage. And if you don't get anything else, you should get this. These CDs are only $5 for you. I just made them for you. So if you want them, but let me tell you, you're going to be blessed. This is the comments that we've heard on The Business of Marriage. It is the best marriage CD I've ever heard. Now, I'm going to tell you why that's the case, why people, I think, experience that. The entire time, you might as well be on the floor laughing. Because I listen to it, and I am laughing. And then I'm standing up there thinking, you know, I could do a whole comedy routine just on this here preaching thing. That's just how funny it is, but there are such great principles that I believe your life is going to be blessed. But today, my assignment is not on marriage. It is on you. It is on helping you to develop the maximum in your life. I was reading through my journals on yesterday, and I found a journal entry from, I believe it was 1996. And as I was reading it, I was writing to the Lord, and I believe the Lord, as he was sharing with me what I needed to do for my life. And my passion was so to serve God. Just, Lord, I just want to listen. I want to hear you. I want to do everything that you've called me to do. And I'm still crying the same prayer. Here it is, you know, 10 years later, it's the same entry. Is that, God, I just want to serve you. Then I read another entry from 2000, I believe it was 2003, when we were doing a JBAZ event on in Baltimore, Maryland. And I wrote an entry, or wrote just a 3-page review of the Anna McCoy Show, something that came about in just a moment of thinking, of a dream, of people talking. And in a matter of days, we had put together a set, a director, producer, everything, camera crew. We had a 4-camera crew, all of those things in a matter of days. But what I read in there that really encouraged me at the end of it, obviously I was writing it for somebody else to read, because what I wrote to myself is that, you know what? Just do what God tells you to do when he tells you to do it. And as a result of that, we were able to put this big production together for $900. Anybody in television, all of that, I mean, I had big 48-foot truck outside. I had producers. All coming to my aid because what? I spoke a vision. So how are you going to develop your maximum? You've got to be able to hear God. You've got to learn to hear him. Number one, you've got to put yourself in position to hear God. Many of us think we can live any kind of way. And I'm telling you, if you want prosperity in your life, and prosperity is just not money. It is the riches of your spirit. It is your ability to release the Spirit of God in your life into other people. I've been preaching about the breaking releases. Many of us must be broken. And women, what you have heard over these weeks that you've been in this program, it is about you breaking the outer man, this person that you thought you were. She just said, this is about renewing your mind, reprogramming your mind so that you can get on with it and do what God has called you to do. I am truly a happy person, but not happy in the sense of a state of mind or an emotion. I am a fulfilled woman. You know, you're not going to get too many issues out of me. I'm not going to try to be something I'm not. They told me there was no cameras, honey. I just about came up here with no makeup. But I'm sure I would have got away with it. Y'all wouldn't have known because I'd have been shining and glistening. You know what I mean? But boy, she said, girl, ain't no camera. All right. I don't have no foundation. I don't have no nothing. No, I just threw a little. You know, but I'm not trying to be anything that I am not. I am simply Anna. I am so happy with Anna. And that's where you need to be in becoming the maximum that you can be. Time out for trying to please other people. For your determined purpose should be to please God. That you may know Him. That you may become more deeply and more intimately acquainted with Him. Perceiving and understanding and recognizing the wonders of His person. That should be your determined purpose, is that I may know you, God. And see, when you know God, some of the other things in your life begin to minimize so that you begin to maximize into the woman that God has called you to be. But your determined purpose is that you may know Him. I am a determined woman. I'm determined to serve God. I'm determined to serve my husband. Then I'm determined to do whatever I'm supposed to do. I make a commitment, I keep my commitment. So in becoming who God wants you to be, woman, you must become a woman of your word. I'm sure people have talked about finances. They've talked about giving birth to a dream. They've talked about all these different things. But I'm here to tell you, to knock on your door, that if you are not a woman of your word, you will not succeed. And I, you know, all these wonderful words are just wonderful words, but there are some things that we have to do in our lives. See, some of people will talk about, your credit score. That's just a reflection of your word. What you're able to do. See, your word is your currency. Your word is your currency. If you have a big dream, you've got a big idea in your mind, in your heart, you need a good word so it becomes your currency. Now, what I mean by that, our word is our currency. We handle millions and millions of dollars. Just to show you how it works, we buy real estate in urban communities around the country. One particular deal, the gentleman comes to my husband, there were several people bidding on it, and he says, well, in order for you to get the deal, you need to give me a $100,000 deposit. And then there's another gentleman, he says, no, I know that Richmond McCoy. He's a good man, and he's a man of his word. Well, tell him that he don't need to give us anything. Are you understanding me? Your word is your currency. Currency is meant to flow. It's a stream. Money is meant to move from you to me, to you to me, to you to me. It is a means to an end. But if you have a broken word, something's stopping your flow. You're trying to figure out why money coming to me? No, but your word is so up. Your word is broken. I can't rely on you. Well, come to me, money. But money is meant to flow, but there are things that you have to put in order for that money to flow to you. It's more than just a statement. It's more than just an altar call. It's more than burning and cutting up your credit cards. It starts with you. You want to be the very best that you can be? Start with you. All the stuff on the outside, that's on the outside. All the dreams and the visions, that's on the outside. But can I work with you? Who are you? Are you CEO material of you? I mean, who would hire you to take care of you? Are you a good applicant for me incorporated? For CEO? Let's start with me. See, we spend our lives doing things for other people, creating opportunities for other people, for fulfilling the dreams and the visions of other people. But the test today is, can you be CEO of me, Incorporated? Are you trustworthy enough to hire yourself? There's nothing else available, by the way. There's no one else more qualified for the position than you.
John,
and will you hire you?
for today. I was calling.
Don't tell the truth. Some of y'all, no, I ain't hiring me. No, no, no. I don't want to, you know, I need to go work for somebody. You know, I'm CEO of Me Incorporated. At least I'm vice president because my husband thinks he's CEO of me. Which is okay. He tells me what to do every day, ladies, every day. I get phone calls. He travels like, Brent, what you doing today? I'm like, what's on my list today? I'm going to go, and I try to give him back everything he tells me to do. And I said, oops, this morning, I forgot to call the dentist. He's going to be coming home on Monday. Well, where's my appointment? I'm like, Lord, please let him have an opening on Monday. He don't know. I got other things to do other than be his personal assistant. You know what I'm saying? I was busy. I was writing. I was dreaming. I was cleaning. I mean, I had bigger things to do, lady. But let me tell you, ladies, it's a new day. I want you to listen to this. Rarely ever do I write things down to communicate. I just get up and let the Lord just use me. But I think this is so important that I had to write it down so I could tell you. So if you just bear with me, because I'm telling you, it's good. But it's called The Brand Called You. The Brand Called You. And it's really about you being CEO of Me Incorporated. Now, if you want this, it's already on my website. Save the church some money. Y'all go to the website and print it from your own computer. Amen? Or save me some money, because you know I ain't bringing you no copy. Hey, y'all can have a copy, a dollar copy. Dollar copy. Entrepreneur up here. No. I was thinking about that. How many ladies going to be there? Well, I could put like 3 or 4 sheets together and get a dollar a piece. You know, that's the way I think. You know, opportunities, but, you know, I don't want y'all to know I'm a giver. See, I think opportunities, but I give. Amen? I'll give you now. But I tell you, I'll make you spend some money first. I got to have that money to give back. All right. It's a new day in a new world evolving around us. Times are changing drastically. And for those of us who are sleepwalking, we will indeed be startled when changes hit home. You are hearing the buzzwords daily, globalization and outsourcing. These are simply a few words that simply mean extinction for the American worker. Technology creates tremendous opportunities, which also creates elimination. Elimination of valuable resources, people, and human intellect. With this tremendous threat to our survival, we must outthink technology and systems by forecasting future trends and learn how to follow the money while we constantly reinvent ourselves. What I mean is, ladies, you've got to become more attentive. You've got to start to look around you. What's going on? What's going on in the economic condition of our country today? Where are the trends? You've got to be able to follow the money. You need to pay attention if you have children, if you have teenagers. What are they talking about? Now, everybody's hearing about this MySpace stuff, right? MySpace, my 47, now they probably got 60 million users. There's only 280 million of us here. You've got to start to pay attention. What are they wearing? What outfits do they have on? What's going on? You've got to learn to follow the money. A new day calls for a new you. This is about reinvention. You have to constantly reinvent yourself. Unfortunately, many of you might think you were working on a job and you've been there, maybe you've been there for a year, you've been there for 2 years, but the reality is that you're working there and you're doing a project after a project after a project. In the process of reinventing yourself, you are going to have to understand that this is really about you. No longer looking at yourself as an employee. You've got to look at yourself as a talent. See, most of us, we think of talent as entertainers, speakers, you know, sports figures or something. But what about you? It is time to reinvent yourself. I've got to change your mindset. If I do nothing else today, I've got to deposit something in you that says, wait a minute, I need to look at this a little bit differently. I can't continue in this same mode of operation. I can't continue to just accept this place where I am. I can't think they're doing something for me when I'm working for them. See, there is an exchange that is going on. Yes, there's a little bit of barter and trade. You show up, I pay you. You don't show up, you don't get paid. So is it something really unique and special that they're doing for you? I was with a doctor, a retired doctor, a few days ago. I'm looking for a home for my, you know, I'm moving everybody to Texas, y'all. I'm going to have the whole McCoy clan in Texas. Do you hear me? My husband looked at me, you move my old people, all my people down here. Say, yeah, all of them going to be down here. And I said, his mother is 85, Grandma Dorothy, she's coming to Texas. Y'all eventually going to see that little Grandma Dorothy come walking in here on Sunday morning. Hopefully they'll be here by June, but I'm looking for a home for them. And the reason why I say this is I had an opportunity to visit with he was probably about 82, 83. He was a doctor, a retired doctor. And his wife was a retired nurse. And as I'm sitting there talking to him, and I mean, he was some kind of sight. He was about 6 feet tall. He was the neighbor of a house that I was looking at. He was a neighbor to that house. And I, you know, I don't know the people, but I need some information. Okay? I go knock on the door because there's an apartment building back there, and I want to know what's going on back there. Ooh, what a sight came to the door, y'all. My God, he's about 6 feet tall. He's a pretty big fella, stomach really big, and he had this big moo-moo dress on. I got confused. I said, is it a woman or is it a man? I wasn't sure, you know. He looked like a man. He looked like a man, but he could have been a woman, you know, that was old and looked like a man. And I was like, and then I said, well, hello, sir. And I thought to myself, ooh, I hope he's a man. Because, I mean, he had this huge moo-moo dress on. And I'm thinking, what a sight this is. This looks like something out of Madea. So he started talking to me behind me. And eventually he comes outside, and I'm really getting a real good sight. Now I'm sitting there about 20 minutes talking to him, and he's telling me, oh, yeah, the Vietnamese were shooting through the fences, the Mexicans, they come over here and throw the bib. I mean, you know, this thing was evolving over a period of time. Now the black folks are living there, and they play the music real loud. He's been there for 30 years. And I'm looking at the guy, and I'm thinking, okay. But this is the one thing that struck me. He practiced medicine for like 40 years. And this is the statement he says as I was leaving. He says, you know, he was making a comment. He says, I was a doctor. And something is, you know, when I deal with age, I love old people. And I just love them. I mean, I could just be with them. You know what I mean? I mean, I could hang with some old folks. I'm talking 80, 90-year-olds. I mean, we can just hang. But when he said, I was a doctor, something inside, it stirred something inside of me, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, for 40 or 50 years, he's done something. He went to school. He educated himself. He practiced this thing, and now he doesn't even see himself today as who he was. And it's like, is that where I'm going, God? I'm like, who am I going to be? That's why you've got to be who you are when? Now. Right now, you've got to move with God. You've got to evolve with God. You've got to reinvent yourself. Yes, he may have practiced medicine, but until the day he dies, he's still a doctor. But what could he be today if he were in the purposes of God for his life and had the passion, the imagination, the purposes of God, even at 80? What could he be? And I believe I love old people because I believe I can just build an audience trying to motivate old people to do something. Now you've retired, you've spent all this time being something, now do something. You know, it's like you still got something you can offer. So reinvent. The new economy's horizon looks very different than it did for our mothers and fathers 3 decades ago. You know why, don't you? How many 30, 40-year veterans I have in the room today? They were encouraged to find their place in the mediocrity of corporate America as line employees or middle managers, guaranteed to have a place in history with a company of their choice. General Electric, Ford Motor Company, General Motors, many of which, Ford, General Motors, laying off people right now. Because pension plans, all of the promises of 30 years ago are now coming home, and they have to be fulfilled. And they are having a challenge fulfilling those opportunities or keeping those 20 and 30-year employees who say, hey, this is easy for me. All I got to do is come here and watch that thing, do the thing I used to do, and I just need to show up. But it's becoming too much. Frankly, we don't have the opportunity or the privilege right now. Why? Because we are after, if you're in business, you are after a mind, a person with imagination, with intellect, with creativity, with flexibility to be able to do what needs to be done. All of the pigeonhole opportunities are just about gone. You need to be what? Multitasking. But let me tell you something about women. See, as the economy changes, then corporations, individuals with dreams and visions will start to look for those individuals who can multitask. Now, this is where you as a woman, you got an edge on a man. Economists are already saying that women will start to leave the workforce because we have the ability to do so many things at one time. So don't miss your opportunity being content. It's like when I look out in this audience, I'm thinking, why are you here? You're here because there was something on the inside of you saying, something's got to change. I can't keep doing this. I just, you know, something's not fulfilled in me. I do have a dream. I do have a vision. I don't know how to talk to people. I don't know how to greet people. I don't know how to communicate my dream or my vision. So maybe somebody over there can help me. Or we can help you. You must constantly search for opportunities to get better and better at what you do and who you are. There's no time to just sit around. I mean, I am so, listen, if you just saw me on a day-to-day basis, I'd be trying to manage myself, y'all, I'm telling you. Oh, my God. It's so many of us in here. I'm like, girl, stop it. What do you want to do? No, we can't do that right now. I told my sweetheart, I said, sweetie, he said, what are you doing? Baby, I'm in the office. It's about three or four of us in here right now. I'm the only one in there, ladies. I said, I'm jumping from one computer station to the other one. I've got this one going. He's like, it's okay, friend. So I said, but no, you don't understand. I got so much to do. I've got to jump over here, and I've got to be a writer. I've got to jump over here, and I've got to produce. I've got to jump over here, and I've got to, you know, do these CDs. I'm like, oh, friend, I'm tired. He called me. I said, baby, I can't talk to you right now. And you had a busy day. I got to get some rest. So, ladies, how many are there in you? See, you're satisfied with the one you live with. I'm not satisfied with just being one person. See, you're satisfied with just the same old thing that you do, the same old person that you are. You like, oh, it's just me. It's just me. It's just the way I act. See, I'm talking to mine. Oh, when she rises up and she gets ugly, I'm getting her face. I recognize you. Who are you? You better... I'll give her the look in the minute. If I don't do it, I got one that will. My husband will take care of me. Do you hear me? He is just, I mean, he is really my everything. I love him with the love of my life. Let me tell you, I could not imagine being without him. We spend time apart and I hate it. I literally hate it. Oh my God, I have so much fun with him. Oh, my God, I do. I'm telling you, we are like little kids. You know that little friend you had when you were a little kid about 5 or 6 years old and you were just starting to learn about relationships? It could have been your brother. It could have been your sister. It could have been the neighbor. That's the way we are.
And I'd be missing my friends. Let me tell you. See, I told you that's why I don't like to talk about them, because I lose focus. I just got over there. But, you know, somebody needs to hear that. I wish every single one of you could feel the way I feel about your spouses. I mean, and I know that's why I'm fulfilled, but I know that's why I can give birth to a dream. It's because I have in, I mean, he's in place. He's been assigned to me. I've been assigned to him. And so our assignments causes us to have an opportunity to agree in several ways. But see, when those heads lock on an idea, man, all he looks at me, friend, you can do it. Now, some of you may know I started a radio program last Sunday called The Real McCoy Show on K-Heaven 97. It's an advice program. You can call in and get your questions answered. In fact, on Sunday, we're talking about the business of marriage. So if you're married and you've got a broken relationship, you're trying to figure out how to get it done, maybe you've got a great one and you want to share how great it is, don't call this show. Just call with questions. I'm the expert, not you. See, somebody called me last Sunday. I said, baby, which position are you in here? Are you a guest on the show or you got a question? Which one is it? I'm sorry. See, I told y'all, talent, that's what we're talking about. Maximizing, developing your maximum, talent, say it with me, talent, who are you, hello, who are you, okay, I'll just see if there was anybody here, who are you, why, because talent has creativity, talent has passion, talent has ideas. Talents have imagination. You can dream. If you're just an employee, guess what you will do? You will do what they tell you to do. But if you're talent, you say, I can bring something to the table. Oh, is that what you want me to do? Well, let me give you a little more than required. See, talent says that. Oh, is that the way? Let me show you. We can do it better. Talent is constantly being the very best that you can be. See, mediocrity doesn't exist in this picture when you are indeed the what? Talent. I mean, come on, think with me for a moment. When you think of our talent, when you think of our basketball players, when you think of, you know, I'm not a big sports fan, so, okay, I know Emmitt. Everybody knows Emmitt. He's one of the greatest football players in the country. He doesn't play anymore, but he's one of them. At least I know him. Right? Think about when he was playing. I read something about Emmitt the other day. He had 18,000 yards of catching and rushing, the highest in the league. And I'm thinking, boy, during his time, and I spoke with him, and Emmitt said he'd been playing football for 28 years. He's a young man. Since he was a little bitty boy, he had been playing football. So why? Because he was what? Talent. He didn't stop. He used his talent. He mastered his craft. See, talents will master their craft. You work. When was the last time you spent money on yourself to educate yourself in what you do? Not your company, you. See, there's no excuses now. You got online courses. You got all sorts of things. When was the last time you actually spent money on yourself? Not going to some Christian conference. Not a woman's conference. But that you sharpened your skills. If you're a writer, when was the last time you went to a writer's conference? If you're an administrative assistant, now I know this is a tough question. When was the last time you went to a conference dealing with your craft? There's obviously a great need for that in administrative assistants, executive assistants. But there are companies that are constantly growing and coming about to help you in that area. One of the things about administrative assistants or executive or any type of assistance, even in our company, we have gone through dozens when it comes to my husband. It amazes me
that a man like him, a visionary, then you get an administrative assistant who cannot see. I mean, we're constantly going, I'm like, she can't see, friend. She has no idea. She has no desire to expand herself. She's not the one. Give me somebody that doesn't, I mean, you know that you're an administrative assistant, but you don't want to stay there. Because you have a vision, you have a dream, you want to expand because you recognize, hey, my skills are transferable. What do you want me to do? You want me to call on some people now? What do you want me to do? You want me to write a letter? Can I get better? So when was the last time you invested in yourself? In this new economy of distinction or extinction, as Tom Peters, a renowned business writer, puts it, you will eventually become extinct if you have no distinction about you. Look around at your peers. Look at your bosses. If you own a business, how's it going? Is there a distinction about you? Is your customer service at the top of, you're ranking high, that you will bend over backwards to make sure that your customers are taken care of? Will you pick up a phone if you're the owner of the company and you have a disgruntled customer? Will you call them? Will you visit them? Will you communicate with them? If you're an employee, look around you. If you're in a sales environment, who's winning? Is it you? And if not, why not? If there's no distinction, you will become extinct. It's known as being fired. It's known as I quit. Why? Because I couldn't deal with the pressures. I couldn't deal with the critiques. I couldn't deal with the changes in this environment. So you think that you did something, but the reality of the situation, when you quit, you couldn't deal with it. You didn't rise above the rest. When was the last time you volunteered for that undesirable job in your workplace? See, distinction rises, talent rises. And the beautiful thing about wisdom is it's you having the ability to solve problems. Life is just one big problem over and over again. When you meet people, when you talk to people, it's problems. You look at your children, they got problems. I can't find my shoes. Problem. I'm hungry. Problem. I don't want to go to school. Problem. And what do? Solution. Boy, there go your shoes. Solution. Here, eat this cereal. Solution. You going to school. You're in the business of solving problems. Most people don't rise because they refuse to solve a problem. That's not my job. I don't have anything to do with that. The spirit of excellence. Talent solves problems. When it sees a piece of paper on the floor, five people walk past it because it's not my job. But see, the spirit of excellence says to you, and sometimes you might pass it. You know you don't want it. You see that thing over there? Now see, the spirit of excellence in you says, pick it up. See, the worst thing is, though, when you see a little Kleenex on the floor. People are like, I ain't picking that up. When you see a Kleenex on the floor, try to find a clean one. Pick it up. Spirit of excellence. Talent will go outside of its borders to do what needs to be done and to get the job done. You want to rise in your workplace? How many business owners here today? We have quite a few, but how many employees do we have? Most of us work for somebody else, right? So at the end of the day, if you want to rise and be the very best, even in that environment, then you start to volunteer for that program that nobody else wants to do. You need to maybe stay late every now and then to show them, yes, I'm committed. But then you've got to remember that as you give more than required, there also comes an opportunity for you to say, hey, you need to keep track of everything you do well on your job.
I guarantee you, I've seen it too many times, most times when you go into an annual review, you don't know what you've done well. You're sitting up there looking at them to tell you what you've done well. Well, I'm here to tell you today, time out. If you work for someone, you succeed at the tasks that are given to you, you meet your goals, you write them down. Keep a journal of all of the successes that you do as well as some of your failures, because they will come up too. But you need to learn that there needs to be a negotiating side of this. Is that, wait a minute, you don't understand, I'm what? Are y'all with me? So when you're sitting in that review next time, you know, it'll be coming up. What are you going to tell them? You don't understand. I'm talent. Talent is a company's most productive asset. It's not what they own, it's you. But until you understand how you need to see yourself, they'll keep treating you. Yeah, show up. Uh-huh. Yeah, you did all right. Trying to define who you are because you're not taking time to define you. So what are you going to do, ladies? If you work for somebody, you're going to keep a track of your successes. Keep a track of some of those failures, too, now. Because don't try to act like, oh, I did that. Yeah, we know you did it. But at the same time, you need to have tools in which you can negotiate your talent. If you've been overlooked for promotions on a consistent basis at your company, and you know you're good, it's time for you to look somewhere else. You need to start shopping your what? Y'all kind of weak in here. You need to start shopping what? Your talent, because you are indeed a talent. And I guarantee every single one of us, we have skills, we have abilities that are uniquely us, that we know we can do well. Now, if you're one of those ones that you've been, you know, oh, my God. In fact, I don't know who the woman was, but I happened to be here at the Potter's House for a meeting, sitting out in the lobby. And there was a woman who came, and I happened to be writing this thing on the brand called You. And that particular part of it was a brand new attitude. When I was sitting there, the woman comes, she just, and I, y'all know I'm crazy. I didn't say anything to her, but I was sitting there and I was like, now would you hire you? If she was sitting over there where I was sitting and watching herself, outside of herself, would you hire you? And I know I got some of you in here. That your attitude is not right. The way you carry yourself says, I don't want to be bothered with you. And I'm saying, all that's got to change if you're going to be the very best that you can be. Unwrinkle your brow, put a smile on your face, put your shoulders back, start looking like you are somebody and people will treat you like somebody. And then you might decide you hire you. But I'd be like, come here, baby, you out. You out. When I met my husband, he took me to New York. I said, oh, that one's got to go, that one's got to go, that one's got to go. And in 30 days, I had saved him $260,000. Why? Because of the people. I said, he doesn't respect you. He's got to go. Why? The way people walk, the way people talk, the way people act. I said, and she definitely has to go. She likes you. What are you talking about? I said, I see that all over there. And I said, this thing gonna rise up a little bit more now that she sees that someone in the picture. I said, but she's got to go. See, I could tell she liked him by the way she treated me. I said, oh yeah, she got some issues. So I started asking questions. Friend, what's going on here? Oh, no, friend, no. No. I said, well, what was she thinking? Then I started, you know, I'm doing some damn flip. I said, hey, why is she in this picture? Well, she just get. I said, Daryl, that's his daughter. Daryl was 10. I said, who is this woman? You like her? She real nice. I said, well, how she know? I said, she got to go. See, woman, you have to be perceptive. I wasn't jealous, I was perceptive. I said, she got to go. So at the end of the day, who's saying you got to go because you got a bad attitude? You don't walk right. I can't, you know, folks who walk real slow, I got issues with you. Because what it tells me is you don't have nothing to do. You don't have no passion. You don't have a purpose. Can you speed that thing up? Unless, now, if you got some challenges walking, I let you slide. But if you're an able-bodied walker, walk! Get yourself together. I need all day y'all to see me. I mean, I'm moving. I don't just, it's just hard for me to just, you know, this thing's got me moving. It's got something stirred up inside of me. I got to get to the thing. So that's one of the ways you can tell you lacking a little bit of passion. You don't have nothing to do. And you just going to make your way. When I get there, I get there. And I know y'all do it at the water fountain. You do it at the coffee machine. Mm-hmm. Baby, put something in that thing. All right. See, my personal issues are coming out. So you couldn't work for me if you're a slow walker. That would be on the ad. Amen? I mean, if nothing else, if you can't walk fast, hop fast, do something. But we're going to be right back after this. I want you to know that you are loved and appreciated. God bless you.
Power up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's topic, mission critical.
Are you currently at the place where fulfilling your mission is at the critical stage? Mission critical is that time when you have no options left and your goal cannot be abandoned and must be accomplished. Should you choose to continue the journey you're on, will you solve or invite a crisis into your life? You decide. Ask yourself, what will happen if your destiny becomes mission impossible because you have not made it mission critical? I'm Coach Anna McCoy.
Power up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort, Spa, and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoIDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
Thank you for listening again. This is Shauna Stallworth, Coach Shauna, standing in for our Master Coach Anna McCoy. You've been listening to Woman Act Now Radio, and the topic for today was Brand New Power. I want to encourage you, for those of you who are listening, to remember to visit our website at www.womanactnow.com, as well as join Coach Anna, Dr. Twiggs, and a host of other individuals at the DoubleTree Orlando Hotel at the end of this month, January the 26th through the 28th. You can find out more information about that by visiting our website or giving us a call at 877-751-5700. Again, my extension is 407. Know that you're loved and appreciated. Until the next time, take care, walk powerfully in purpose, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.